Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I greet you on this Thursday, April the 30th, the last day of April. Can you believe that? And I tell you what, boy, it don't seem like no time. The year just started out, don't it, right? Amen. Then the snow came and the winter and all that, and that springtime. And praise the Lord for that. I know many of you are making plans to do a lot of things, and I hope you will. Well, we're going to have some announcements coming up here very shortly about our ministry. I think they'll be good. You pay attention to our Gospel Broadcasting Facebook page, if you will. I've got one coming up in the summer that I believe is really going to bless the listening audience, and I hope that it does. Amen. Well, this is our final day. This is it. This is our final day of reaching America with the gospel. Now, if you want to still help, you can. And I will try to update you as how it went in the coming days. But we're looking for $3,100 by the end of the month here so that we can secure a station. And that don't mean that we owe the money now. That don't mean that at all. We don't owe any radio bills. But we're going to be able to take on a station, pay for it, and that money will guarantee we'll be on there for 1 year. So you pray for us about that in Tucson, Arizona. We'd love to take that project on. And we're asking 1,000 people across America to support GBI $10 a month for the next 1 year. And if you do that, it would be a blessing. Amen. You can do that several ways, by mailing us a check or by calling our office, and they could set it up on the card. They can take it out right there. And our office number is 336-356-1560. You can give online at gbiradio.org. You can do that, and then let me give you our mailing address. Make your check to GBI, and then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And I certainly appreciate, for the last 3 months we've been promoting this project. We've been able to go to Omaha, Nebraska, and I'll update you in the next few days about where we are with this and how the Lord is helping us with it. So you help us pray. Father, I pray for this project. I thank you for everyone that's give. Lord, I pray you'll help us to secure the money needed to go to Tucson, Arizona. Lord, it'd be a blessing. And maybe even Philadelphia, Pennsylvania after that. So, Lord, you do that that's needed. Put us where you want us and bless the radio audience today. Thank you for these good, faithful people. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Well, I'm just a country preacher trying to get the job done for the Lord Jesus Christ, because I know the hour is late. Our message this week is titled The Communion of the Holy Ghost. Let's go to the message at this time. Well, we ought to get excited. We got the God of glory to praise. And boy, music just brings us right into the holiness of God, right there where God is. And boy, we begin to sing. We begin to praise God. And I tell you, when we begin to sing, God moves in. Amen. I sing a lot. I sing sometimes in my sermons. Amen. Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own, and the glory we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go with a voice of woe. To me his voice is calling. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Boy, I tell you, get to walking with God. Why, the neighbors may see you outside having a spell. Hallelujah. Amen. I never forget it. One time I was praying. I was sitting on my sidewalk. Now, I don't know if my neighbor saw me or not. But God got on me. I was walking up and down that sidewalk. Amen. This had me a spell. Some of the best spells I ever had, just me and God. My brother, you ought to communicate with the Holy Ghost every once in a while. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. You ever thought about where you was? You ever thought about the dark world? Oh, but God saved you. Oh, but God's delivered you. And you have communion with God Almighty. You can talk to Him every day. You can't get in the White House. You can't get in the governor's mansion. You can't get to the Pope's palace. Hey, but you can get with God every day. The one that created this world. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. And sometimes I look up in the sky. And it just grabs a hold of me that I can get a hold of the Creator. I can talk to Him. Oh, yes, glory to God. I can speak to Him. He's always on the line. Jeremiah 33:3 is God's cell phone number. Amen, that's right. Somebody once in a while, you got so-and-so's cell phone number? I got God's. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Communicate with God through music. Now, let me move on. Number 5. You communicate with God through understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see, the Holy Spirit has a plan for your life. God has a plan for the life of your life. I was born in 1966. I was saved in 1978. Now, the moment I got saved, God had a plan for my life. I don't know that I've always followed God's plan. I've gotten out of the will of God a time or two. But for the most part, I've always tried to stay in the will of God. It is very important, young people, that you stay in the will of God. It does matter who you marry. It does matter where you go to church. It does matter what you believe. It does matter what Bible you use. It matters, it matters, it matters, it matters. And you need a communion with the Holy Ghost is understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, let me tell you why. You can't do anything apart from the will of God. Well, there's some of you preachers. You're pastoring a church at Aunt Bessie's Uncle Jack's friend Sam got you. And that's the reason you're having the trouble you got. Man got you where you are. You'll never do anything for God like that. You'll never do anything for God. Now listen, I realize sometimes people put your name in. I understand that. I'm not. But I mean, boy, you'd believe the politics that goes on in these churches and in these. And I preach against it, man. I tell you what. If politics is wrong in Washington, it's wrong in our churches. It's wrong in our fundamental circles. Amen. We need to lay the politics down. It's who you know. And boy, if you don't know them, you ain't going nowhere in this old world. But I know God. I'm not too worried about it, but I'm not worried about what you think I ought to do. But my whole communication with God is understanding what God wants Ricky Cothran to do. Now, man's not always agreed with Ricky Cothran. Matter of fact, man's tried to talk me out of the will of God a few times. When I know it's the will of God, I'm not going to let you talk me out of it. I don't face you in the judgment, I face God. Now, I'm submitted to my pastor, and I'm submitted to the board of directors that run GBI. And if we start to make a decision that they don't agree with, that they have input, I'm willing absolutely to listen to them. And I won't wise counsel, but I'm to understand. I'm to communicate with God and to understand, hey, God, what is the plan? You know, some people live their life and never know what God wants them to do. When I'm waiting on the Lord, well, it's good to wait. I believe it's Henry Ford said it's good to wait provided you know what you're waiting for. I understand that. I waited for a wife 17 years. Some of you young people would about die before you do that. And I'll tell you what will happen to you too, young lady. You're going to marry a hippie. You're going to marry an old drug addict. You're going to marry an old drunk that you'll have to keep up the rest of your life. He'll beat you and be mean to your children and everything else. You go ahead and get out of the will of God. That's where you're headed. Nobody can't tell you nothing. Young man, nobody can't tell you nothing. That little old girl's going to wind you around her finger and she's going to boss you around the rest of her life. Amen, because when you marry, you got to go to her church. You got to do what she wants done. Let me say this. What's wrong with a girl marrying the boy and the girl going to the boy's church? Amen. Amen. That's right. That needs to be preached among our young people. You say, well, it's whatever the will of the Lord is. Let me tell you what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord is for that young lady to follow that young man. That is Bible. Provided he's going to a Bible preaching church. And young lady, if he ain't going to a sound church, don't marry him. That's where you get in trouble in the first place. Well, I'll change him. No, you won't change him. No. Understand what the will of the Lord is for you. The will of God for me is radio. That's what I do every day of my life. God's given me more radio. Praise God. Just signed a deal yesterday or closed a deal yesterday. Go on another station. I mean, God's good. That's God's will. I'm glad to find God's will is life's greatest treasure. I found me a treasure. The will of God. I found radio. Now, I'm not going to say God won't let me do some other stuff before I die. I don't know that. Wow, I found me a treasure. Boy, radio's my deal. I mean, you need to find out what God wants you to do. Get at it. You know, by the way, did you know sometimes God don't let you do what you want to do? There's a certain thing I've been wanting to do for years. God will not let me do it. I took it off my prayer list. I just quit praying about this in God's hands. If God don't ever let me do it, maybe he'll let me do it in the millennial reign. I don't know. But if God don't ever let me do it, he's still right. I'm going to serve him. I want to understand what the will of God. Now let me read you a verse of scripture. And by the way, I love you young people. Don't you think I'm mean to you. But the Lord will lead. And you're not wanting the Lord to lead. What you're wanting is to do your own thing. And God don't work like that. God's got a specific will. Let me tell you what Ephesians 5:17 says. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You can understand the will of God. The will of God is not some deep, dark secret. Let me help you. To be in the will of God 10 years from right now, I'm going to help you. If you want to be in the will of God 10 years from now, do this. Be in the will of God today. If you want to be in the will of God 10 years from now, just do what you... Young man in Bible college, I don't know what God wants me to do, all right? You know he wants you to read the Bible, right, every day, right? You know he wants you to study your Bible. You know he wants you to meditate in your Bible. You know he wants you to pray, right? Pay your tithes, be faithful to church. God wants you to do... You got to do those things first. And then God will show you what his will is. God, by the way, I'm going to say this. God will never lead you apart from this Bible. Now, I don't care what you say. Amen. I've had people talk to me and they've tried to talk me into things. Listen, there are certain things that disqualifies a man from preaching. If you've been married twice or your wife's been married twice and you've got some kind of blameless thing that's on you that's not blameless, you're disqualified from the ministry. Accept that. Go forward and just don't waste your life trying to do something God ain't called you to do. You say, preacher, God called me to preach before it happened. Well, you disqualified yourself, though. Amen. You're disqualified. There's such thing as disqualification. Amen. Let me say, you may never get back where you was. Amen. I mean, listen, friend, give you illustration. The prodigal son had it made. He waddled off in the hog pen, got out of the will of God. All right, when he come back, he wasn't ever going to get no more inheritance. Now, the daddy accepted him, the daddy forgave him, but he wasn't going to get any more inheritance. Amen. Once you get out of the will of God, I left the church when I was 23-year-old. I shouldn't never left that church. I should have been the pastor. Probably should still be there today. I should have been the pastor. But I left. I left out of the will of God. So God used another man there. I can't, So here's the thing about that. The thing about it is I missed some blessings. I don't know what I missed till I get to heaven. I have no idea what I missed till I get to heaven. Now, number six. Let me give you this, my friend. When you're communing with the Holy Spirit of God, never quench him. 1 Thessalonians 5:19, quench not the Spirit. Listen, always say what the Spirit wants you to say. Always do what the Spirit wants you to do. Now, I'm not talking about, the Spirit's not going to tell you to do something crazy. The Spirit of God ain't going to tell me to get a bowl of Jell-O and walk through town with a bowl of Jell-O on my head, okay? He's not going to tell you to do something crazy. But listen, sometimes the Spirit of God will tell you to give that man $10. The other day, the Holy Spirit told me to give a man a certain amount of money. He told me to give a man a certain amount of money. And boy, the devil said, oh, don't. And he does it every time. I mean, I've had it done all my life. And I gave the man the money. The next day, that money came back. Let me tell you something, friend. God's always on the throne. I gave a man, and I knew the man was needing the money. And I gave a man a sum of money, and the man hesitated. He said, preacher, I don't know. I said, you take this money. I said, sir, before the sun goes down today, God will give me $1,000. And before the sun went down, God gave me $1,000. Now listen, you got to be... Well, friend, we come to the end of our Thursday broadcast. We come to the end of broadcasting for April. This is April 30th, so this is the end of that month. And boy, I tell you, the Lord's blessed us. Amen. If you want the message today, it's R494. You feel free to write us, or you may email us comments@gbiradio.org, and we can email the message right back to you. Remember, these broadcasts are online. They're available at gbiradio.org or on the GBI radio app. May God bless you until tomorrow. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawther, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.